Tattoos, Telltales, and Terrible, Terrible Twins by Karen McCombie. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Tattoos, Telltales and Terrible, Terrible Twins by Karen McCombie, Prologue. Dear Mum, saw a scan of Sandy's soon-to-be little brother or sister today. She took it out in the middle of McDonald's, which wasn't a great idea, since it ended up with greasy, salty fingerprint smears all over it once me and our other friends had passed it round the table cooing. Actually, not all of us were cooing. Everyone gave Chloe the evil eye when she snorted and said it looked like a fuzzy photo of a donut. I mean, yeah, the first scan Sandy showed us did look a bit like a donut, but the baby was only about 5 minutes old and the size of a, well, a donut at the time. Now this fuzzy blob is definitely baby-shaped, with fingers and toes and a slightly startled expression on its face. You can see the family resemblance already. Whisper boo from two streets away and Sandy jumps. But Sandy's doing pretty okay with the whole baby thing now, after a wobbly, slightly stroppy start. I guess it was just weird at first, you know, being an only child for 13 years, and then this new person is about to come along and you're automatically meant to love it and be all right about the fact that your parents seem to have forgotten your name. Never mind your existence, they're so excited. That got us all talking about the pros and cons of being an only child versus having brothers and sisters. Kelly, only child, said she loved...